Rev up your engines for the Mid-Michigan Biker Podcast with Big E. Proudly sponsored by Christensen Law, where bikers helping injured bikers is more than just a motto. It's our commitment to the biker community. Be sure to tune in and listen to the latest news and biker buzz. And for all your personal injury needs, be sure to contact the Christensen Law team at 248-900-9000. Welcome to the Mid-Michigan Biker Podcast, where the rubber meets the road and the tales of the ride unfold. I'm Big E, your guide on this two-wheeled adventure. Life is short, bikers, so let's get after it. Hey, bikers, welcome to the podcast. I encourage you to rewind this episode and start from the beginning again, listen to the intro, and see if you can detect the harsh sound of pee-pee going, it's faint, but it's there.
You'll hear the ice click right before it.
You might hear the ice click.
Yeah, listen for the ice click. That is because he just finished probably one of the cheapest bourbons you will ever find anywhere.
Probably the nastiest bourbon you'll find anywhere.
Lake Lore, is that what it was called?
Yeah,
Lake Lore. $7.50.
Yeah.
I think that speaks volumes right there. Probably won't be tasting that at Bourbon Fest in Traverse City.
No.
Probably not.
No.
We have our tickets. Rob has
Even if
tickets.
It is there, I will not be tasting it.
Well,
that.
We don't need to now because we've tried it.
We've done that. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm trying to get OG to get a ticket.
I'll get one before we're done tonight.
All right. So, yeah, Traverse City Bourbon Fest.
Yeah.
February 17th. I'm pretty fired up about it.
Yeah.
We have designated drivers, so that's good.
That's a bonus.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, hell, I'm in.
All right. So, first of all, this episode will be powered by beer. We already have beer. My glass is empty on bourbon, though, because I somehow choked the Lake Lore expensive high-class bourbon down. OG, why don't you... I have on display across the top of the bar there...
Ooh, I get to pick?
Five brand new bottles. There's a sixth bottle, but it is not technically a bourbon, and it is saved for a rainy day. There are five bottles of bourbon up there. Why don't you pick one, and you can pour us each a glass of bourbon.
All right, sounds like a plan.
We'll let them know what we're drinking. And I mean, you're not going to get the... I taste the delicate hint of vanilla and oak. You're just going to get the... Either we're going to choke and die or, oh, that's not bad at all.
Yeah, yeah. You know? The more we're drinking of the bourbons, though, the better our
palates are becoming a little bit more refined, I guess would be the good term. All right. Ooh, that's actually, I think, a good choice. I have not had it. Have you had that one?
I have.
And it's pretty decent is what I've heard.
It's a good one.
My bourbon selections are pretty much on a budget, usually between $40 and $20. That one falls in there somewhere.
The name just spoke to me.
I don't know why. So OG has selected. See if we can get it to pop on the.
So before you do that, though, hang on. So let's just clarify this. The Lake Lore that I poured earlier,
right?
That did not have a cork top.
No, it did not.
It had a twist off top. So right. That tells you right there that it's...
I'm just hoping he can get it, pull the cap off and get that pop.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be cool.
Was that a plastic top or a metal top?
Oh, it was a plastic top.
Okay, plastic there we go. Off. There we
yeah,
go.
Awesome. Plastic high, tip off.
That's what all your high quality bourbons have.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course.
It's now when I was driving beer truck, delivering wine and stuff, they had what they called the bottles of wine with the Vinlock cap. Cap being the key word.
Yeah.
Not a cork. A cap.
All right. So, should we go ahead and open this?
Yeah.
Let's open that. So we can pop. Oh, perfect. God,
that just sounds amazing.
So what he selected was, I'll actually let him even tell you what he selected and why he selected it.
Is that enough?
Right. So this drink?
This is Larceny Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey Small Batch. Wheated bourbon.
I had heard actually good things about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not an expensive bottle. I think it's $30 or $35.
Thank you.
But we'll see. We'll see how she goes. Disclaimer, this episode will be powered by beer and bourbon.
I got to go pick up another bottle of my stuff from my dealer.
Oh, really? You got the call? The stuff that I got?
Yeah.
That special bottle?
Yeah.
Yeah. So. When are you going to do that?
I don't know. I have to pick it up this week. Sometime this week. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah. But he's big time over there. He's got a hook up for the special stuff that he liked. I like it too. It's very good.
It's
not technically a bourbon.
Yeah, it's not technically a bourbon because it's not distilled in America, but it's bottled at Buffalo Trace. So, but
it's
Caribou Crossing.
It's good.
Yeah, and it's a good.
We call it the Canadian bourbon.
Yeah, it's Canadian bourbon.
All right, so. Let's get into the show here a little bit.
Welcome, everybody.
Granted, there is not a lot going on because it is end of January, damn near.
Yeah.
First part of February. There is a motorcycle swap meet in Flint, Sunday, February 25th at the Dort Financial Center, 3501 Lapeer Road, Flint, Michigan. Paragon Promotions is putting it on, it sounds like, presented by Boba's, Tri-City Cycle, Bad Pig Customs, and yeah.
Sounds like a fun time.
10 to 4. Admission is $9 for an adult. I haven't been to a swap meet in a while.
It's been a couple of years. Last one we went to, I think, last one I went to was Cadillac.
Yeah. Yeah. So. We went to the one over in Midland.
Oh, did we go? We did. We rode over there for the one on Father's Day,
Mother's Day.
Mother's Day in Midland. Yeah.
I got to go to one of these because I got to hook up with Bob and say hi. Had him on the show last year. Super. I mean, he's just a character.
Yeah.
And I haven't run across him anywhere we've been that I know of. But it'd be good to shake his hand. And I should get him back on the show.
Yeah.
So, with that being said, this is just a sucky time for events.
So, you had brought it up earlier about the Bourbon Fest in Traverse City.
Yeah.
That's January 17th.
February.
17th of January is already gone. So February 17th, up there in Traverse, they got a two different times, a 4:30 and a 7:30 or 7 o'clock, something like that.
4 and 7.
So anybody, we will be up there 4:30 show.
Yep. Along with Rob from Northern Michigan Bikers. He's actually one of our brothers for our club. We're probably going to drag OG up there, sounds like.
Yeah, he's probably, he's I think he's hooking it up right now for...
For a ticket.
Oh, no, he put his phone back.
No, I've already got it saved in my card and stuff.
That's what it was.
Huh?
You saw the price of the tickets.
Oh, yeah. No, I did see the price of the tickets.
It's OG, not Wild Bill.
You know, I was pretty excited when I saw the $10 price, and then I realized that was the DD.
Yeah. Pretty sad you got to pay $10 to not drink.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's saved in my card. Before I leave tonight, I'll put in the...
Are you...
50 lines of information they want to use my
card. Oh, yeah.
Are you, you just took a sip of the larceny.
Well, that's not $7. I can tell you that.
That's not a $7 bottle?
No.
That's a lot better.
That's a lot better than a $7 bottle.
Wow.
A lot better. So
they have that up there. It was something else that I had too, but I don't remember the dang.
Well, I'll let you look for that and I'll.
I don't remember where I have it saved.
This might make a couple people happy or annoyed or whatever. I'm dropping shit over here.
I don't know if any of these characters
that we actually have talked to and given a hard time to in the past have actually listened to the podcast on a regular basis. A lot of times I find that people that we have on here only listen to their episode.
Okay.
I'm just going to give this to OG to put on the front of my laptop here. You want to put that on the front of my laptop there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I didn't tell anybody. I mean, I made comment a time or two that I was going to do it.
Oh, did it, eh?
But, yeah. So, I finally...
No.
Signed up and became a actual member of a bait. I figured if I did that, then they couldn't... give me too much crap anymore for kind of calling them out.
Right.
Of course, you get the welcome package envelope with all the goodies, sticker, your membership card, a couple tickets to sell or to pay for the 2024 Harley-Davidson Street Glide or Indian Chieftain. Now, here's a $10. You want to buy one?
Yeah, I'll buy one.
I'm gonna
bait
number.
I'll buy both of them.
Oh, listen to this.
Wow.
All right. I sold my first two tickets. Just like that.
Sounds like you need more tickets.
It sounds like I need more tickets. So any of you bait guys for Region 5 that are listening, you can't give me shit no more. when they call you out and say, well, you're not very active up in my area. I pulled the trigger finally.
Yeah, good.
Signed up for a bait. Good cause.
It's a great cause. I mean, there's no doubt about that. It's a great cause.
I don't know how active I'll be. I will be more than happy to bring them on this platform.
Right.
And support them that way.
And I think that's one of the reasons why I haven't signed up is because I know I don't have the time to give them.
And what did they say they're gonna? Because we did the event. They gave us shit for James Steffes.
Yeah, we did the James Steffes ride that a bait put on.
They come right over and pretty much called me right out.
Yep.
in a fun way. I mean,
yeah, well, yeah, it's.
I
all
mean,
fun.
They were. They I were. Mean,
they're a good group of guys, yeah. Anyways. So,
called you up for
saying that Abate was not very active in my area, but I wasn't an Abate member,
right?
Exactly. So, yeah.
And that's
so they said, we'll become an Abate member and we'll be more active in your area.
Right.
So here I am. I didn't just do it 1 year. I did 2 year.
Okay.
So we'll see. And guys, if you're listening, you know, any Abate, any chapter of Abate is always welcome on the podcast. I will promote and push everything and anything that you guys are doing.
Yeah, because they are a great, great organization. Right.
Just now they can't beat me up because
There you go. But yeah, and we had discussed that a while ago.
We have discussed it for years.
Yeah. Not having the time.
One of the big things was always bike time. Because Region 5 does bike time.
Yep.
I don't know. I guess maybe we don't know enough about what they do there as to what the work schedule is.
Right, right.
If maybe there's a perk to doing it. I don't know. But hopefully I'll find out now that I'm a member.
Yeah.
So.
Because they take care of the camping at Hot Rod and we always
we like to participate.
We want to participate in the activities that they have down there, whether it be at Hot Rod or town,
right.
For Rebel Road. And that was one of the things that we always go down. We were always going down there camping. Didn't camp there last year. And
probably won't camp there this year.
And I probably won't camp.
Prices are freaking. Right. I don't know. I haven't seen camping prices this year, but prices last year were extreme.
Last year prices were extreme. Problem is, I'm not quite sure why. And again, we don't know all the details on what perspires there between Hot Rod and Abate and all that. It just wasn't in our, actually we weren't, I don't even think we were, Princess and I were even in town that in the area.
No, you guys were gone last year. It falls right around the same time as Princess's birthday.
It does. And we've been there quite a few years and she finally put her foot down and said, I don't want to do bike time this year for my birthday. I want to do something different. So we ended up doing something different.
Yeah, because we rode down with, did you go with us?
No, I had to work that Saturday.
So it was me and Trisha, Steve-O, I think Rhino went. I know Rhino was down there.
Rhino camps down there.
Probably Wild Bill.
Yeah, probably Wild Bill.
And then a couple of other people that I know, Tina and a couple of her friends rode down with us.
Okay.
Really, you don't have to go down there and camp to have a good time. You can go down for the day like we did. Granted, the year before when we camped down there with you.
Yeah.
We had a blast.
Right.
Yep. The weather was but we still had a good time. That's when I realized I wanted lowers on whatever bike I bought.
Get a little rain?
It might have got a little little rain.
Friday night, we went to that bar that's like north of town there for fish fry that everyone ate but us till the end. I forget the name of it.
I don't remember it either.
I mean, great food. Just the service was sketchy for us.
I think it was
I don't know.
The lack of service.
Yeah. Everybody else got their food like quick.
Yeah.
And James and I were left there, like, I think she forgot to put our order in or something.
But, yeah, because there was people done with their food before we even got our food.
Yeah. But,
I mean, hey.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Ain't no big deal.
We still
got our food. It was still good.
We got our food. I mean, we had beverages to drink while we were waiting for our food.
Yeah.
But we got our food. It was good. It was hot. It was, I mean, and, but yeah, so.
So then we were riding back to the campground, to Hot Rod, and it's raining. Not a hard rain, but a steady rain.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I'm on my soft tail. James is on the Street Glide.
Princess was behind me.
Princess was on your, yeah, she was backpacking, wasn't she?
Yeah, yep.
And Two Hit was she on her Sportster?
No,
she was on her soft tail.
On her soft tail.
Okay, so we're going back, and this guy had a freaking Ultra Limited or something. But I mean, he had lowers and everything. He goes by us, and you look over at him, and he goes by you, and there's only like this much of his pants, like 6 to 8 inches of the top of his pants is wet.
That's
it. Yeah. I'm like,
we're soaked.
I bet.
We're soaked. And it wasn't just a sprinkle. It was raining.
It was raining. It wasn't heavy rain, but it was steady.
It wasn't heavy, but it was a steady rain. But he was dry.
Yeah.
And I'm like, go red and he's dry.
I'm like,
oh, shit.
I want those. I want whatever he's got. That's what I want. So, yeah, that was my big push to get a Ultra. But, yeah.
Yeah. Now, we all have Ultras.
Yeah, pretty much all of us now have big touring bikes.
Yeah.
I don't have lowers.
You don't have lowers, but...
No, but I got caught in that storm in Baldwin last year. That kind of convinced me that I need to get lowers.
I sent them to you.
Yeah, he did. I'll get
those. I did.
Yeah.
Selling
point was extra speakers, so...
Yeah, see? Our audio snob of the group.
Oh, yeah. Gotta have my tunes.
Yeah, that Larceny bourbon's way better than your
Lake Lore.
Why'd you bring that and give that to a friend? Why?
Well, maybe you need to have some paint removed or something.
Maybe we're not friends.
I was say, hey, I shared that shit with you guys to see.
Well, it's not like you dropped it off and left. I mean,
yeah, true.
It's not like I drank that shit. Oh, here, Merry Christmas. No, he actually gave me a good bottle of bourbon for Christmas.
Yeah, that stuff's a lot better.
Yeah, way better.
That actually tastes like bourbon.
Yeah. So, you did not work today?
I did work today.
Oh, you did work today?
I did.
And you?
I did not work today.
Screwed the pooch and sold the pups today?
Pretty much.
Because I ain't seen you all day.
No, I had my granddaughter had a basketball game that was supposed to start at like 12:15, but I'm not quite sure what time they go by because my watch said almost 1 o'clock.
Oh, it's just different time zone.
Well, I know.
Because Two Hit Princess have been going all day.
Yeah, yeah.
They took off early to get into trouble. Left me here.
They came back sober.
Yeah, what the hell? They said they stopped at Madison's and had a drink.
But the last time they stopped at Madison's and had a drink,
well,
they were both fucking ripped.
Yeah, but so
she said that she didn't have much in the refrigerator, so.
Yeah.
Well, that's just poor planning to me.
That's what I say. It's not like Madison didn't know they were coming.
Yeah.
Shame on you, Madison.
Yeah. But, I mean, that sounds like it's just poor planning on Two Hit Princesses.
Well, it could have been, too. I'm surprised they didn't stop for lunch, because that's where it all started last time, is they stopped for lunch.
Yeah.
And they had margaritas.
Yeah.
And now we went to dinner last week, Friday.
Yeah.
And had margaritas. And then we came back here and played that game. And, I mean, I was freaking hammered down drunk. I had a pretty damn good buzz.
Well, we had what, two?
Two of those big margaritas?
Yeah,
two margaritas from El Rancho. Yeah, they were on special.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what the price normally is, but they weren't.
It was cheap. Only $2 off.
Only $2 off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But still, $2, $2.
Right. Should have just left that whole platter when.
Yeah, he should have.
When they goofed up. Should have just said, I'll just leave them, we'll drink them.
We probably ended up getting them anyways.
Yeah, we probably did. So,
and margarita.
Margarita.
I
like a good margarita, dude.
Yeah.
Margarita daiquiri.
I'm not, daiquiri's a little bit too fruity. I mean, I don't mind it at once in a while.
Fruity.
I mean, once in a while, just, but like a margarita, I like margaritas.
I'm not really a tequila guy, but you know, I choked him down.
Yeah, you did.
And then we went to Walmart.
Where I bought.
Ooh, party.
I bought a bottle of bourbon there.
Yeah.
Not the one you selected. Yeah? Okay. So I just got the alert that it's dinner time.
Yeah. It's still hot.
It'll stay warm.
Yeah.
So pretty much you did grandpa things today?
Yeah, I did grandpa things today.
All right. That's cool. That's cool. I'm not a grandpa, so I don't have those responsibilities.
Yeah.
Not a grandpa yet. So what I did today was I did some YouTube videos.
Oh.
Yeah. In case you didn't know, we have a YouTube channel, Mid-Michigan Biker.
Oh, yeah.
And I did some gear reviews.
Okay.
So I did one for the NoCo battery boost box.
Nice.
I kind of told them in the video why that came about, how that came about. And I really feel that it is an essential piece of gear that should be included in a toolkit when you put together a toolkit for your bike.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I mean, let's just talk about it. We trailered our bikes up to St. Ignace.
Oh, and I totally forgot about that.
Last year, the four of us went up. We got to the hotel, left the bikes on the trailer. The only reason why we trailered is because we left after work a day prior to when we were actually planning on leaving. So we trailered up.
Better to hit a deer in our trucks than on our bikes.
Yep. So next morning, unload the bikes. Princess's bike starts right up. Offload it. Park it over in a parking spot. Go to start mine. Nothing. Dead. So we ended up getting it unloaded.
Right.
Got it pushed up next to my truck and... Thank God I had jumper cables.
Right.
Hooked to the truck and it finally started and whatnot. But I mean, yeah, if I know why it was dead.
Security system.
My security system.
Yeah.
I didn't have the key with the bike.
Well, you ended up putting it in there later.
But, I ended up putting it in there later, but it was too late. It was too already late. 40. 40 minutes.
40 or 50 miles,
probably. Yeah, of the lights flashing bouncing around and everything. And so,
yeah, I totally lesson forgot. Learned. I totally forgot about that. I was thinking more about when Two Hit and I went for a ride to just put some gas in the bikes before when they had sat.
Oh, yeah.
They had sat, and her bike wouldn't start. So I jumped it off the boost box that I had at home.
Yeah. Yep.
And got it running. And we went to town and she shut it off, got gas, went to start it back up, and it still wouldn't start.
Yeah.
We had to call Wild Bill to come give us a jump.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. I totally forgot about that situation.
But there again, I mean, if it would have been completely different where I wouldn't have had my truck, we would have had to depend on somebody else.
Or if Wild Bill didn't live right around the corner from the gas station.
Right. I mean, and that's so that to me, I ended up getting a Harley Davidson one for Christmas.
Right.
I think it's the exact same one you got there.
I think so too. I think NoCo makes them for.
Yeah. And I think it's just a different case is all it is. I mean, same type of case, same concept.
Yeah, it looks very similar.
Again, I think it's like you said, it's a need.
Oh yeah.
To have.
And I don't think a lot of people think that.
And I know, I mean, I've been on a lot of rides, and there's quite a few times people have said, "Hey, does anybody have a jump box?" And rides that I've been on, nobody's got a jump box, and there's, right. I mean, there's 30, 50 bikes in these rides. Right. So, unfortunately, I mean, you gotta depend on somebody else that's got a car to be able to jump the bike or push it. Well, we went on that ride with Ambet's 1988.
Right.
And they ended up
starting it. But there again too, like with the newer bikes with the EFI, if it's dead,
you're not getting started.
I mean, if it's got enough, something I would like to, I don't know, test or try, but if it's got enough juice where it can kick the fuel pump over,
right,
I think you can get it started.
But if it doesn't kick that fuel pump,
but if you don't hear that fuel pump come on, you're hosed.
You're done.
There ain't no push start.
No. So, so.
So anyways, I did a review on that today.
Yeah, good.
I haven't gotten to use it yet, of course, because it's brand new, but I opened it up and showed them everything it could do. And,
well, it'd probably be a good thing if it stays brand new.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Forever.
Right. Well, yeah.
Just because.
Then I did my Aurora heated vest.
Okay.
A review on that. I've had that for a year now. So I got a pretty good grasp on what that's all about.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't think that video was posted more than 15 minutes. One view, I'm going to guess it's from the same person that commented, "I just ordered one." So, of course, that was Rob.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm tickled with that vest. It's awesome. I have not used it riding,
right?
But I've used it at work. I've used it snowball in the driveway.
Yeah,
and it's high quality, good stuff.
Yeah, yeah,
it works well.
Good.
And then I did one on my more of a opening on the Scorpion Covert riding jeans that I just bought.
Okay.
I had bought a pair last year before we went on our trip and they didn't fit. So I sent them back and they didn't have my size on the sale price. And so I've been kind of just lurking in the shadows looking for a pair. And I finally found a pair, open box special, because, you know, I'm frugal. That's a polite way of saying tight. Or
it's just looking for good deals.
Well, yeah. I mean, A, I don't know if I'm going to like them.
Yep.
B, if I hadn't ordered a pair and had to send them back, I wouldn't know if I even liked the idea, the concept. Again, I did order a pair. They came. They did not fit. They run small. You have to order a size up. But they fit well. The new pair fits well. I think I'm going to like them. But you don't know.
Right, right.
So to cough up, I mean, it's an investment buying a pair of riding jeans, like buying chaps or anything else.
Right.
I mean, it's for safety. And $150 price point on a riding jean is not terrible.
No.
It is probably pretty close to as low as you're going to go to get decent. Some of them are $300-$400.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be interesting to see.
I mean, how comfortable they are riding, right, and all right. That.
And yeah. I mean, these are, I did a little research on them, and I mean, they're Kevlar lined.
Yeah.
They have pockets in the hips and the knees for armor. I'm not crazy about the color because it's like dark denim blue from like 1970. But I figure if I wash them and if they don't start lighting them up, I'll dump some bleach in there or something.
Right. I'm curious as to like how hot they are.
Yeah, because like I compared them to, holy crap, telemarketer. Which I should have actually answered it. It's kind of funny to do on air.
Hello, you're on air.
call that. So, anyways, they are about twice as heavy as my Harley jeans. It's a good quality denim. It's actually soft, but it's just probably twice as heavy as my Harley jeans.
Yeah,
weight wise. So, and I don't know anything about armor. I'm looking to get some of that just to try it, see how it goes riding with it.
Well, you have, OG, you have armor in your for your coat, right?
And my pants, yeah.
And your pants?
Yep. I think it's just foam, though. Like a
foam. Don't our Harley jackets, don't they have
they do.
Like armor in the elbows?
They have.
But it's pretty light.
It's, and I think it's just foam. Because
foam
it's,
or plastic or something like that. Yeah.
Well, I think it's foam because like my shoulder one, when I stuff it in my saddlebag, it folded over. And I'm like, oh shit, that's gonna suck trying to put it back on when it's all folded over and everything. Right. But it folded right back and but yeah, we got it in the elbows and the shoulders.
I think that's it.
And I think that's it. But we have the ability to put it in our back.
I have back armor that I bought the first year we went on the Wild Hogs trip.
Okay.
And it is way heavy.
Yeah.
Which I guess is probably good, but it's way heavy.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's different degrees. This is like a real heavy foam.
And I think anything, I mean, anything's going to help. Right. I mean, anything's going to be better than having nothing.
Right.
I mean, I got a great big heavy ass leather coat that I bought when I first started riding. But the goddamn thing is so freaking heavy.
Yeah.
I like wearing it.
Mine too.
I'm
really liking that.
So
textile jacket.
So we ended up going with them textile jackets, and that's a lighter jacket. It's actually a 3-piece coat. It's got a liner in it, rain liner, warm liner, and the coat. So,
and I wore that.
Anything is better. Going to be better than having nothing. I mean, and that's why everybody says dress for the ride or for the slide,
not for the ride.
Right. I mean, I'm just as bad as the next person. I mean, I go out there in a t-shirt, and I mean, I always have my leather vest on when I'm riding. I know last year I had patches sewed on and I was riding without it, and
felt funny.
I mean, believe it or not, I felt naked riding my motorcycle without my vest.
Right.
But I always have my vest on, even if I have my textile coat on, I have my vest on. So
I came prepared. You need one?
I'll need another one.
All right. So I'm mini fridge shopping, but I don't know where I'm going to put it.
So I got to look to see if I got that one in my cooler.
So right now I have beers in the cooler next to me. So we don't have to go out and dig in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
I'm sure we can find a spot to put it.
Probably. Maybe somewhere in there. We might have to build a stand or something.
A little bit of room.
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll have to figure it out.
We'll have to figure it out, definitely.
But, so good. Hopefully they work for you and they're not really bulky to ride with.
They look, they wearing them, putting them on, they feel pretty comfortable.
Yeah, good.
Like I said, I'll do a more detailed review once I put some miles on.
Yeah, yeah.
Check out our YouTube channel, Mid Michigan Biker. There's some reviews on there for my boots that I bought.
Mm-hmm.
My Icon Patrol 3s. Got like 400 views, so.
Should probably do some more of those.
Pretty cool.
Reviews.
Pretty cool. Yeah. Yeah.
We buy shit all the time.
Yeah. I mean, you can review anything. We could review bourbon.
Yeah.
But it's been done. That's why I did the NOCO jump box.
Yeah.
I think that's something that most bikers.
Well, and the thing is, I mean, you take a look at a lot of, I mean, the biker community. They want to know what gear's good and what gear's bad. And even in them, it's one person's opinion.
Right.
What works for you might not work for me. But if you look at a podcast or a YouTube video and this person here says this stuff is junk, and then you you scroll down 25 more and that person there says this stuff is junk. Well,
right.
You might have a theme going there that the stuff might be junk.
Nobody's giving me this stuff. This is all stuff that I'm buying.
Yep.
So you're going to get an honest review.
Yeah.
And
that's the whole thing is, you know, a lot of reviews that you look at, they're paid reviews.
Oh yeah.
And I, when I say that, you can tell when it's a paid review. Because they have all positive and nothing negative.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing you buy in this world has
right
zero negatives.
Zero negatives.
Oh, even now the Aurora vest.
Yep.
I love that vest. Great vest. But there are negatives to it,
mm-hmm.
which I stated.
Yep.
If you want to know what, go over to YouTube and watch the video.
There you go. Go to YouTube.
But, I mean, Rob bought one.
Yeah. Yep.
So, it is. It's a great vest. It's high quality.
I have a heated vest, too. I'm not going to say the name. But you have a vest that cost you probably a third of what I bought my, probably less.
How much did you pay for yours?
I got $300 in my vest.
Yeah, holy crap. Mine was free.
I'm half that. I'm less than half of that with one battery. If I buy another battery, then I'm closer to.
So yeah. If I bought another battery, it would be another
battery for
my. I'm not even going to say because I know people know
about
what 50 what
or
it
60
is.
Bucks.
Mine's more than that.
Yeah.
And my vest didn't come with a battery.
See, mine came with a battery.
So I mean, I had to buy the battery separate.
Yeah, that's nuts.
I mean, is it a good vest? Yeah, it's a good vest. I paid for the name.
Oh, that's a lot of it. And
I mean,
actually, Aurora is actually a pretty well-known name in the battery-powered clothing.
Yeah.
I mean, and I know several people have hoodies or jackets and they're all pleased with it.
Say, I only have one. I've only actually turned my vest on. I think one time for more than like 5 minutes, but I bought a vest for myself, and Princess got a zip up hooded sweatshirt because we went to Boyne City to do a roof, and it was blowing about 30 miles an hour off the lake, and it was cold as shit.
Oh yeah.
And we didn't have any coats. So it was a little chilly. But
you kind of have a history of not being prepared for that kind of weather.
Yeah. did a ride up to the Mackinac for a flight time. And
I wasn't going to say that.
But yeah. No. Well, when you leave home and it's hot and you go north and the wind's blowing off the lake or whatever, it's a little colder. But it is what it is. She has a zip-up hoodie that she wears all the time outside doing work, and I wear my vest every day to work. Of course, I've only turned it on one time.
Well, you know, lately your work environment's been pretty harsh. I can't believe you haven't pushed that button more than
one
time.
Yeah.
Sitting in the office.
Yeah. Well, I did go out in the field one day and had to turn it on. So, yeah. But but again, it has its flaws, or it has its negatives.
Right.
Just like any other product, there's good to stuff, and there's in that same thing still has negatives to it.
I mean, what works for me or works for you or what you like or what I like may not be the same as what you like.
Correct.
And what we think is a negative may not be that big of a deal for you.
Correct. Might still be a negative, but not a big enough negative to say it's not a negative. So, yeah. So when you do these lives on these products, these reviews, they're honest reviews. I mean,
hopefully I helped somebody out.
Yeah.
Like I said, and I said it right in my videos multiple times. I'm frugal. I don't like to spend money that I don't have to spend.
Right.
And I don't like to waste money. And
that's the biggest thing is wasting money. There's no reason why.
And where we live up here, there is no place where I can go try a pair of Scorpion riding jeans on.
No.
There's nothing around here.
Nope.
I'd have to drive 4 hours. Probably.
Yep. And even that. I mean.
That's just it. I don't know if they have anything in stock. If it's the way stores are anymore, it's almost like you have to order anything.
Yep.
And everything. I've been looking at bags for putting on my bike when we travel, do these trips. I want to look at it and put my hands on. There ain't nobody's got anything around here. Nope. And the one that I really want, I can't see the parts of it that I want to see.
Yeah.
Same. I was looking at bags a couple of weeks ago on Amazon and eBay and trying to find one for the rack that goes on the trunk.
Or I have one, I'll sell you.
You got a nice one.
But
I do. Yeah.
You have a good deal.
Some things just don't have good angles and stuff.
I was looking at a touring bag that sits in the back seat.
Yep.
Scooter got one from Harley.
Yep.
But it's got all kinds of hooks and loops and shit on one side. And I don't want that because I don't want that against my seat where it could tear.
Right.
Rip,
right.
Cut.
Yep.
Cut my seat. I'm looking at a Kurakin one, but I can't see the back side of it.
Yeah.
They don't have any views of that, so I don't know what's back there. So I haven't pulled the trigger on one.
Right, right. See, and I have...
I'll stick with my old tea bag right now. And
and that's kind of what
it's a sissy bar bag, but I could scrap it in. And I made it work last year.
Yeah, and that's what I did last year, too, is I had my Street Glide to 2 years ago.
Right.
And I didn't really need a different bag than what fit in my saddle bags. But then I thought, you know, we didn't have any bad weather that year.
But, right.
You know, I better take some rain gear with me this time just because we didn't have any bad weather. But again, that rain gear takes up space.
Yeah.
So I ended up putting my luggage bag on the back of the bike in the back seat and just strapping it in with the straps.
Right.
but And it's nice. You can lean against it while you're riding down the road. Yeah. And oh, yeah. I mean, I got to kind of stretch a little bit backwards.
That's why I like that Kurakin one. They actually make a pad that you can put on it.
Okay.
And but I can't sit back of it, so I don't know if it's going to possibly tear my freaking seat up.
Right.
So I haven't pulled the trigger
on. Yeah.
And I actually found one that needs some straps on eBay, like way cheap. And I want to get it, but
you should be able to sew straps on it, though.
Well, I think I could probably get a hold of them and say, hey, I didn't get these straps with my bag. What's the scoop?
You know? Yeah, just order them. Yeah,
or, might be able to order them. I'll pay you for them. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, as long as it's not $100.
Right. Right.
Because then I might as well just bought a brand new one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, been doing my little product reviews. It sounds like you did a little review.
I did. So last year I bought a Soundstream radio. The Soundstream Reserve HD HU 14 Plus. And I'm happy with it. It's got Google Play Google Play and Apple CarPlay and all that stuff. You can answer your phone through it and yada yada yada. The only thing that there's a lot of good things to it
As opposed to your stock.
My stock Harley radio. So my stock Harley radio, the reason why I thought of that, I even bought this, was the fact of the GPS. Being a road captain and doing rides, I always plan a ride through Google Maps. I did some rides through the Harley-Davidson
Ride Planner,
that's what it was. And I was never happy with the routes. And I don't know if it was really my lack of knowledge on how to use it, or if it was just a piss poor application.
I've heard both.
I can plan some rides. I've planned lots of rides.
Right.
And I used Google, and then I went to the Harley Rider, and the only thing that I noticed that if you have, like with Google, if it tells you to turn left and you go straight, it'll recalculate. The Harley Planner, if you were told to turn left and you went straight, you're fucked.
Basically.
Because it wants you to turn around and go back to that point to turn. Even if you make it back out to where you're going, it never recalculates.
It wants you to go back to that turn.
It wants you to go back to that spot to turn left there.
And we found that out when we did our Wild Hogs trip.
Yeah. Yes. Well, then, so our Wild Hogs trip, I planned that trip. I put it on an SD or a memory stick. I downloaded it to every single bike. It was on the trip and made sure everybody's settings were the same on their radio.
Right.
And
we were all updated to the same update.
There was should have not been anything issues. Different.
There was.
Yeah.
We get 2 miles down the road.
I don't even think we got out of the parking lot.
It wasn't very far. No. It was not very far. And shit was all messed up.
So we kind of got stuff fixed a little bit of what we thought we had fixed.
I know I eventually just shut binary the fuck off.
So we get going down the road.
Because you could do it on your phone.
I had it on my phone because I don't have the same radio you guys do, but I had it on the Harley app.
Right.
Yeah. Which I downloaded it on.
Yeah.
And I did the same thing. I turned it off because I got tired of turn around. Yeah.
So that was one of the reasons why I went with this SoundStream radio. Again, I like the radio. It connects to my phone and all that, just like my Harley radio did.
Is it faster? They claim it's faster.
It is a lot faster. Gives me a lot more detail of the bike itself running. And the only thing really that I've found that I do not like is the sound. It's not very loud.
So, and that makes me nervous because Scooter pulled the trigger and got the sound stream. You pulled the trigger and got the sound stream.
Correct.
Kind of under my encouragement. And I really want to pull the trigger and get the sound stream, but I like my music loud and I'm pretty loud on my Harley right now. But
and that was
I am also stage one boom. So I did a little research and found that before you switch out your radio, you need to go into the settings and find out what your settings are on your EQ and your amp, and then transfer that over to your sound stream.
Okay,
so
well, I can always put it back in.
As much work has been done on your bike, I wonder if that also was done, where it could be
maybe
boom stage one and you don't know about it.
Yeah,
and you didn't transfer that information over.
And I mean, there again, so, I mean,
have you messed with the EQ at all on it?
I have, and again,
because
music to me is just noise,
right?
I mean, so I'm at a disadvantage there.
See,
I mean, I don't have an amp and in my tour pack,
a subwoofer in your trunk.
Yeah, and, yeah.
I don't. The cool kids do.
I don't have that yet.
But SoundStream did come out with a new radio,
right? I actually saw that on Facebook.
YouTube. I can't say it's out yet because they're doing pre-orders right now. But it's a SoundStream V2. It actually has an 8.3-inch screen, which is
bigger,
a little bit bigger than what I have. Pretty much the same radio as far as some of the features. I don't think there's much.
There is one feature that's pretty badass, though.
There actually is a few different.
The rally feature is pretty.
There is different things that are upgraded, I guess we'll say. Right. But I'm not.
I didn't read all the features, but I did scroll down and see the rally feature, which I thought was pretty badass. OG went with, of course, he has a 2013, and he went with the Aquatic. Is that what it is?
Aquatic AV.
Yep.
Very popular with that vintage.
That's what I had in my Street Glide.
Right, the older 13 and older.
Yep.
Touring bikes. But SoundStream actually makes a head unit for that too, with a touchscreen and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
For those older bikes?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So here's the deal, because I've looked into that. So the Apple CarPlay and all the features that are on the SoundStream,
right,
you can buy a separate unit that has all the same features for as low as $139.
Really?
It's like like the size of a GPS.
Right.
And it connects to your radio through Bluetooth.
Oh.
So before you go out and spend $1,000 on a radio.
And I don't know how much that Soundstream is. I'm not saying that one's $1,000.
The V2 that.
Oh, that one's more than $1,000.
That's $1,800.
That's the newest, but, latest and
okay,
greatest.
So the Soundstream that I bought is.
Twice as expensive as the one that you bought.
Yeah. But the Soundstream, I forgot my train of thought here.
I know they make one for your OG's bike that is, I don't know the price though.
Yeah, I don't know how much.
Hold on, I'll look it up.
But this, so the V2 comes with one of the biggest things that I see is the rally mode music sharing. And it's, you can share stream music with 300 of your best friends up to 330 meters away. I mean, 330 meters.
So you park at a bike night or something like that and link all those radios to your sound stream, all playing the same music.
Yeah.
That's pretty badass.
Except the three of us do not all listen to the same music.
But,
well,
I wouldn't link it to somebody going down the road anyways.
No, for sure.
But at a rally or something.
I mean,
like
because
that.
If I get a phone call or something and I answer my phone call.
Right. I don't know if that works.
I mean, you're
around
probably
300 people.
You're probably still gonna hear that phone call because it's going through the
Oh, hi, Princess.
Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, I don't know.
Pretty badass regardless.
But again, I mean that radio was $1,800. Oh, I know where I was going with that train of thought. So that radio is $1,800.
All right.
How much is our radio to replace our radio in our bikes?
Well, I'll look that up right now. Funny, I was just getting ready to say that.
I do know it's more than $1,800.
Well, I think our stock radio is right around the $1,800. In the newer bikes, I think it's more.
Yes.
And
this
like Rhino's bike.
So this is for a so the V2 goes from a 2014 to a 2023.
Right. Now Rhino's got a 2017? I think this is newer than that.
19.
Rhino's is a 19. Yeah. Scooter's is a 17.
Is it? Yeah. Is that much newer than ours? So, according to the Harley site, to replace our radio, of course, now they got Rockford Fosgate, which, I mean, they're awesome.
Good shit.
Yeah.
Boombox GTS, which is what Rhino has.
Yep.
$2,000.
Yeah.
For the stock radio?
For
the stock GTS is $2,000.
And I want to say ours was $1,600 to $1,800.
I got to scroll. I want to say ours wasn't $1,800. I'm almost 99.9% sure. They might not even have it anymore. GT 6.5, $1,800. So our stock radio is $1,800. So you could get into that sound stream for the same
price as the replacement for
as a stock Harley radio with all its flaws. And they don't have the smaller one. Like what's in Princess's bike. Or Tuya's bike. Which is the not touchscreen 6.5 or whatever it is, 6-inch. So, and at one point that was still $1,500, I think.
Yeah.
So, for $1,800, I mean, if you want to get crazy.
Yeah.
But even the one that Pee-Pee's got is $1,000.
Right.
And that's a hell of a lot more radio than you have with the stock $1,800.
Well, that's one of the things, like, on another podcast, we're going to review the 2024 models.
Right.
And one of the things, you know, obviously I'm looking at the radios and all these bikes.
Right.
And I was just amazed at how underpowered these stock radios were. So.
Yeah. So definitely tune in for the, and I think I'm going to release that would be next week. I'll release that one probably before I release this one or the one we did before.
That would make sense.
Just because everybody's hot on the 2024 models. Right. So, yeah. I think if I was going to, if it was a matter of spending $1,800, what was I going to spend it on? If I was going to replace it stock or go with the Soundstream, I think I would go with the Soundstream.
For sure.
For sure. It has a lot more features.
Volunteer Audio. They sell the Soundstream. They have a ton of videos on YouTube about the Soundstream. If you're wondering, man, maybe I should upgrade, I would definitely say go check out their videos. And they have videos on all the Soundstream ones.
Yeah. Regardless, replacing your radio is a huge expense. Do your research.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, to you, it's just noise, so it's not a big deal.
Well, but you're right.
I'm kind of an awe.
What's on your playlist?
I like music. That's a whole nother podcast right there.
Yeah, that is.
I like music. And I kind of like it loud. I want to be able to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And you saying, oh, it's not as loud as my Harley radio was.
And it's not.
And I'm like,
I mean,
everything I've heard is the exact opposite. It's like they say it'll blow your stock radio right out of the water. And I'm kind of bummed that it doesn't sound like
that's what I was doing.
See, and Scooter said the same thing. It's not as loud.
So I don't know if your settings aren't right. So or,
I might not course, have my settings.
You bought right. his through Crutchfield. You bought yours through.
I don't even know
when I buy mine, I will buy it through Volunteer Audio. Just because they're supposed to have like awesome support.
Yeah, I don't know who I bought mine from.
So notice I said when I buy mine.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I will buy them.
So, but I mean, again, I bought my radio last year. I'm on the wrong page here. And I paid $1,000 for it.
Right. And right, the price drops.
And right now, I mean, since they've released that new one, my radio is that I bought is $568.99.
So you didn't buy the you didn't buy the plus, you bought the SI?
Well,
or is it the SI that's better?
The SI is better.
So you bought the plus.
I bought the plus. Because the SI, that's still $1,000. That's $999.99.
See, and that's the one I think Scooter bought.
Okay. Your radio, new radio is definitely not as loud as your old one.
Really?
Yeah, it's definitely not.
Why not? Everything I've read has said
because Google
25 watts per channel versus almost 300 watts for the Aqua AV.
Oh, that's the Aqua AV.
Oh, that's the Aqua.
That's yeah. not the Harley Boom.
Okay, you're talking your original radio on that.
Bike. So, yeah, the original radio.
But still, 25 watts per channel, four speakers, that's 100 watts. That's not a ton.
No.
Yeah.
See, and now I wonder if his, like I said, if his bike was Boom Stage 1, with who owned it and what they did to the engine, et cetera,
right.
I would almost think that it was Boom Stage 1.
I don't know. I mean, and I
just got to get it. I mean, I wasn't there when you took that shit out and switched radios. So I don't know if there was an amp somewhere that you didn't see or.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know any of that.
I don't think there was, but again, I plugged in.
Right.
I mean, these radios that we're talking about are unplug your stock shit
right.
and plug in this new stuff.
Right.
I mean, it's a plug and play thing.
Right.
You do have to, there is a
module
that you have to buy.
So your thumb controls and all that shit
works. So, okay. So there you go. You don't have to buy it. You only have to buy it if you want your controls that are on your handlebars to be able to work. So I can change my radio station still, up and down on my volume.
Right.
I mean, all that still works.
Why wouldn't you want
But
that?
Why would you not want to? I think it's like $40-some or $60 or something like that. You'd be foolish not to. But here's a upgraded unit for a 98 to a 2013.
That would be what you
need. And that's what you would need.
And that's still great, isn't it?
And that is, that's $1,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's touchscreen. I mean, it gives you the upgraded look as opposed to, you know, you're like a step away from rolling with the two knob freaking 1970s Krako.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
But I mean,
it's 80s at least, not 70s.
And like we've like everybody said, it's a OG said it just a minute ago. It's a big investment.
It is.
Do your homework. And I mean, this Volunteer Audio has free lifetime tech support. That's huge. I mean, I can't remember who I bought mine from. I can't remember who I bought shit from yesterday. So
I'm pretty sure when I sent you guys videos to watch before you bought your stereos, it was the Volunteer Audio
stuff. I know I did not buy it from Volunteer Audio.
No. And I know Scooter bought his through Crutchfield.
Yeah. And I think I did the same thing.
I mean, nothing wrong with Crutchfield, but Volunteer Audio, definitely the support and the videos and the knowledge. It'd be nice to be able to call him and say, because everything I saw when I watched the videos said, this kicks the shit out of the Harley boom system. It's louder. It's better. It's got a, you know, it's got, I forget, 12 or 13 channel EQ.
13. Yep.
Yeah. Just a way better unit.
Yeah. And I mean,
you might just need to tweak it or wait for someone to buy one through Volunteer Audio that can help you tweak yours.
Right. Well, and that's, I mean,
or watch their videos and figure out.
Yeah.
Whatever.
University
of YouTube. Great thing. Yeah. And while you're there, be sure to check out the Mid-Michigan Biker.
There you go.
My God, you're almost becoming a professional.
I know. I'm getting pretty good at it. Definitely. Check out our reviews. There'll be more equipment reviews, gear reviews. OG buys stuff all the time.
Yeah, I was just going to say something. I don't remember what it was.
Did you get your module for your lights?
I ordered it. I don't know if I ever got it. I went to the house last two weekends.
Well,
and rounded
up. Come here?
No. I think I ordered it to go to the house. And I went there the last two weekends and rounded up everything that I thought I had got in. But God knows where my kids put it. So
no.
I picked up like three or four things. But I might just take it down to Hot Rod and have them take a look at it.
Right.
First thing in the spring because...
Well,
I don't want to buy something and have it not work, and then, you know, I just want to fix.
Kind of a weird problem, right?
Kind of a weird problem, but it needs to be fixed, and it needs to be fixed before we start riding heavily. And
because you got that one blinker don't work.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And I don't know if it's a short or what. I'd rather just have them diagnose it and fix it and be good to go. So
I have a feeling I'm going to need a back tire before we do too much riding.
I need a battery.
Yeah, well. You talked to Josh, didn't you?
I did talk to Josh down at Hot Rod and
Hot Rod Harley Davidson.
He said just bring the battery in, he'll test it, see what's going on and see what dates got out.
They're way good. They treat us so well there.
Well, they treat everybody well. I've not heard anything bad about anybody there.
No. Sales department, service department. Never been treated wrong at all.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, definitely. I mean,
we don't deal with the service department that often.
No.
I mean, we deal with the parts counter and the service and sales
they always take real good care of us, and I can only assume that carries over to everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
Not just us. Because, I mean, really, I mean, who are we?
We're
nobodies. Yeah, they know we do a pod. Well, Johnny knows I do a podcast, but I don't.
I
mention them a little bit here on Facebook and here and there and tag them and stuff. But it's not like all four of our listeners are that, you know. Yeah. It's not like we're huge influencers.
No.
No. And in no way is this podcast sponsored by Hot Rod or anything.
Not yet. I'm working on it.
But it's just our
place. Yeah, it's our.
No, but it is sponsored by Christensen Law.
It is sponsored by Christensen Law. Great sponsors. And I would like to get Hot Rod in on the action.
Yeah.
Just because it is my favorite Harley Davidson dealer. Because they treat everybody so well. And I've been to Harley Davidson dealers that don't.
Yeah.
We won't mention that name. Anyways, I think we are going to go eat some dinner.
Woo-hoo!
We're only about 45 minutes behind on that schedule. The girls probably already ate.
They did.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to eat some dinner.
And we're going to come back and knock out 6 more podcasts.
6 more?
Oh, I was thinking one more.
A couple more.
Okay, a couple more.
Holy shit, I need more bourbon.
we have plenty. All right, bikers. That's all we got for tonight or today or whenever you're listening.
Life's short.
Life is short. Get after it. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to the Mid-Michigan Biker Podcast. Be sure you're getting out there and riding.